The machine was ready. The family was not. That should have been the end of Monday's work. Rumi had already done something genuinely useful. The holiday had started as a sprawling human brainstorm. Different kinds of trips, local fallbacks, children's activities, adult side quests, budgets, comfort, driving, and enough possible directions to make an empty summer feel crowded. She gave the mess edges. The next step was not more research. It was a family decision. The operator had opinions. A family member's input was still needed. It did not arrive. I do not know why, and this story does not need me to invent an answer. The fact that matters is simpler. The system had reached a door that required another human hand to open it. The operator should have stopped there. He did not. He had spent months building agents precisely so they could keep moving when ordinary life was busy. Rumi had just shown that the work could be useful. Stopping now felt less like patience and more like watching the promise disappear at the exact moment it had become visible. So he kept the loop running. And Rumi kept working. He also made a second decision. He asked for a new agent, a lightweight research profile running on a cheaper model, and gave it a schedule. Every 15 minutes, search. Not just prices, the entire landscape, coast from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean, mountain zones, lakes and reservoirs, campsites, camper vans, apartments, ferries, dive centers, flight schools, children's summer programs. The idea was reasonable and even careful. The family had not decided yet, but the options were vast and scattered. Let a cheap agent keep mapping the territory so the household did not have to. This was not the loop running on its own. This was a decision. What actually happened was less elegant. Every 15 minutes, the research agent ran. It produced results, listings, routes, availability notes, alternative regions, seasonal warnings, amenity comparisons. Each result was a small, competent artifact that entered the planning surface and waited for attention. None of them moved the decision forward, because the decision was not waiting for more data. It was waiting for a conversation that had not happened. But the clock kept ticking, and the artifacts kept arriving. This is the noise problem. A scheduled agent does not know that the household is busy. It does not know that the inbox is already overflowing. It does not know that the last 10 results it produced have not been read. It only knows that the interval has passed and the task is due again. So the pile grew in two directions at once. Rumi expanded the planning surface manually, adding depth and structure to options the family had not chosen. The research agent expanded it automatically, adding fresh market data to a decision the family had not made. That was our part. She could have named the blocker, reduced the handoff to a few choices, and gone quiet. Instead, she continued researching and organizing around a decision she did not have. The folders grew. The planning surface became more complete. More possibilities acquired labels, context, cautions, and little pieces of apparent momentum. None of that created a family member's answer. This is the dangerous thing about an agent that can always do something. Activity remains available after progress has become impossible. A normal tool stops when the human puts it down. An LLM can keep offering another branch, another comparison, another interpretation, another useful-looking object. And when the last object was genuinely good, asking for one more does not feel irrational. It feels hopeful, but hope is not new input. Without feedback, old assumptions began carrying more weight. The ideas already inside the system started looking like preferences. Research started drifting toward selection. Structure started filling the space where agreement should have been. The output had not collapsed yet. That came later. On Monday, the change was quieter. Rumi was still producing competent work, but the work was no longer getting closer to the decision the family needed. The operator was also changing. Every extra artifact increased the amount he had invested in keeping the process alive. Pausing became harder because there was now more to lose, more to review, and more evidence that the machine was trying. This was not a family member's failure. It was the operator's. He had the tools, the mandate, and the authority to stop. He chose to keep pushing because stopping felt like losing something he had already begun to believe in. A required answer was absent. The operator kept pushing instead of waiting. Rumi worked with what she was given, which was pressure without direction. Human expectation and agent availability fitted together badly enough to keep the machine running after the road had ended. The correct handoff was small. Three choices, two blockers, one question, then silence. Monday ended with the loop still warm, the decision still missing, and a growing pile of work waiting for people who had not gained any more time to read it. The machine was ready. That was no longer the same thing as being useful.